A conference is currently underway here in Rome, gathering together Jews and Catholics committed to laying out the truth about Pope Pius XII, the wartime pontiff who some have criticized for failing to protect the Jews and of failing to condemn Hitler's diabolical plan to rid Europe of the Jewish race. The conference, organized by the Pave the Way Foundation, is just one step towards removing obstacles to reconciliation between Catholics and Jews. The Jewish Christian Foundation works to bring religions together through acts of goodwill and by helping to remove barriers to peace. A panel of Vatican and Church scholars and lay experts over the next 2 days will be presenting results of years of research into Pope Pius XII's activities during World War II. Their combined studies of historic documents, newspaper accounts of the period, and eyewitness testimonials from Jews and Catholics show the wartime Pope worked firmly in defense of Europe's Jews, taking great risks to defend Rome's Jewish community from deportation and to provide refuge and food to those the Church and its faithful were able to hide. Gary Krupp, himself a Jew and president of the Pave the Way Foundation, says that far from revealing a negative picture of Pius XII, his own extensive research into the wartime Pope led him to conclude the Jewish community of the period was overtly grateful to the Pope for his support. Krupp argues that the Jewish world opinion maintained their favorable opinion of Pope Pius XII until the 1960s, when a German play entitled The Deputy hit the stages of Europe and America, portraying Pius XII as an anti-Semite complicit with the Nazis. A number of members of the Jewish communities in the U.S. and Europe are here in Rome for the seminar. Not all are convinced their perception of Pope Pius XII will be changed by the conference, but they say they want to know more. They want to know the facts before they make any judgment.
I'm over here to see some facts and to review maybe my opinion about the late Pope.
May I ask what your opinion, possibly past opinion, is regarding the Pope?
Well, according to my information, he was a helper for the Nazis. If there is any other evidence, I'd like to review it.
Chief Rabbi Aloni is from Croatia.
I would wish that there was a greater dialogue, and whatever helps to bring both religions together, I think would save us from a war. Different opinions are there to be made, and if you sit around a round table and you decide that everybody has his own opinion, you found some bridge to reach, that would be a very good and positive sign.
George Blumenthal is a U.S. philanthropist whose foundation has helped fund projects including the digitalization of the Dead Sea Scrolls and the Vatican Codex for research purposes.
Opinions can change when people are aware of information. So at the conference here, you actually have Ellen Frankel, who is the publisher of the Jewish Publication Society. But they're the most well-known publishers of Jewish knowledge and books in the United States. And if she's here to learn, and she's a scholar, very well-regarded scholar, and actually has been involved and as an advisor to a project in the United States called Biblical Literacy, or Literacy Through the Study of the Bible. And I believe that you can influence people by making them aware of facts. I would say that neither people in Israel or people in the Vatican actually may have ever considered doing what Gary has done. And I would advise the Vatican, since this is being taped for Vatican, that they should really take a positive effort to gather this data together, as Gary has done, and present it through the Vatican website to the world.
One of the Catholic speakers at the conference, Ron Richlach, a law professor at the University of Mississippi, has spent years researching the pontificate of Pius XII. In his book, Hitler, the War, and the Pope, he tackles much of the criticism head-on, introducing hard evidence to contradict generic misconceptions about Pius XII. I asked him if he thinks the Pave the Way conference will be able to answer some of the questions and the doubts of Jews, like we heard before, and others.
I believe it absolutely is. We brought in really some of the best informed people on the planet about Pope Pius XII. We're laying out evidence. We're reviewing the negative books, the accusations against Pope Pius XII. We're laying out the positive evidence. We've put together really an amazing little booklet. Well, I shouldn't say little. It's over 100 pages. But a booklet of original documents, source documents, copies of newspaper articles from the time. And I do think by the end of the first day, we'd already changed a lot of minds. And I think by the end of the third day, it'll be very hard for people not to see the great work that Pope Pius XII did during the war.
Now, many Israeli and Jewish scholars apparently turned down invitations to come to this conference. To what extent do you think the Jewish community is interested in scholarly debate on Pius XII?
Well, you know, I think that they are interested. I think that they do want to reach the truth. But I also think that folks are going to be suspicious sometimes. Are we going to come here, get inundated? Is it going to be a polemical attempt just to not truly engage in academic debate? So the conference, what the conference is doing is we are presenting, I think, very high-level papers and presentations. They will be transcribed. They will be made available to the public. And I think once sort of the level of discourse is made clear, I think that folks will be much more willing to talk to Pave the Way and the people on this program.
Before changing their pronouncement on Pius XII, Jewish authorities have said that they first want to see the Vatican archives on the war years. Yet some of that material has already been made available, and apparently no one has shown any interest in coming to see it. So what's happening?
Well, I do believe that's the fallback argument for the critics of Pope Pius XII. And you have to realize a lot of the critics of Pope Pius XII are not Jewish critics. There's a lot of infighting among Catholics about this.
I was going to say there is an American rabbi who has come out and said that this is actually a debate going on between liberal and conservative Catholics.
Rabbi David Dallin made that point, that maybe it took an outsider to at least get it through to me before I really realized that so many of the critics are in fact folks who I think wanted to move the Catholic Church in a particular direction. And I think they're misusing the history of the Holocaust. I think that's a very evil thing and very dangerous thing to do, but I think that there are some people who have done that. One of the most notorious critics, the one who your listeners are most likely to be aware of, is John Cornwell, the author of Hitler's Pope. You know, he's essentially retracted his central thesis from that book now. He said, you know, in light of the evidence and argument that came out following publication of that book, I can't stand by its central thesis anymore. Yet the book is out there. It's the one that's being read. It had the notorious title that captured everyone's imagination. And so I spoke at the conference critiquing his book. Someone afterwards said, but, you know, he's retracted his thesis. And yes, he has. And I pointed that out during my talk, by the way. But I still have to sort of try to get through to the public. And the mere fact that he's said he's called back his argument doesn't mean it's not out there. So you still have to battle with that. So there's all kinds of issues floating around.
Sure. But again, there's also some of the war years in the archives have been made available to the public, but few people have expressed any interest in seeing it. And there are also archives of allied government offices, churches all over Europe and America, all over the world, in fact. Many institutions whose archives probably have not been adequately or sufficiently researched.
Absolutely. And thanks for kind of bringing me back to the topic there.
You're very enthusiastic about your own research into this.
But the truth of the matter is there are 12 books, 11 volumes, one volumes and two books, of documents that the Vatican released years ago. Hardly any modern scholar references them in any significant way. There are more recent archives that have been opened. There are archives in other nations. If there's correspondence involved, the correspondence will show up in the archives of other nations. For instance, we know that the resistance in Germany used Pope Pius XII to contact the Allied leaders in London during the war, and in fact, to negotiate a potential coup to overthrow Hitler. Absolutely certain that Pope Pius XII cooperated in this. No written evidence inside the Vatican. The written evidence turned up in London because the Vatican couldn't keep papers very often. So the archival argument, I think, really lacks a great deal of merit. Moreover, at the conference, Father Peter Gumpel, the relator of Pope Pius XII's sainthood cause, spoke about the archives and said he has full access to anywhere he wants to go. He has spoken to the archivists. He said everything. Nothing bad is in there. What's going to come out in the future will only confirm the case that we already know about the good works of Pope Pius XII to support the Jews and oppose the Nazis.
Yet he did say something at the very end, which was, you know, rather sad. He said, "I will make a bet with you right now that when the archives are finally opened, there will be many of those who will say, oh, well, the Vatican doctored some of those documents or they got rid of some of them."
That's right. And that's really why the archival argument, I think, is not a valid argument. We can say you got to open the archives, you got to open the archives. And I believe the Vatican is working very hard trying to make things, catalog things so that they can be made available. However, there's always going to be that ability for people to manufacture arguments and say that there's evidence that's been suppressed or is being suppressed. And that's why it won't answer the question. Even when the archives are fully opened, there are people who are going to come up with arguments. There are people who demand written evidence, and they discount all oral testimony. There are people – every time you answer one objection, somebody raises a new one. And that was one of the points I tried to make, is that, you know, you got to sort of adopt reasonable standards and procedures and go with them. And I believe that the Congregation for the Causes of Saints is doing that. The critics contradict one another. Either he's a control freak who has to do everything, or he delegates everything to his housekeeper. They're inconsistent charges, and they really don't make sense. You got to look at the overall evidence. When you do that, you see that Pope Pius XII really was a great champion for the Jews, for all victims.
Ron Richlack is a professor of law at the University of Mississippi and author of the book Hitler, the War and the Pope, published by Our Sunday Visitor.